Morning, all. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this happy day. We thank you that it's a day we can celebrate your son's resurrection. Please be with us now as we unpack your word and think about the resurrection and what that means for us. Amen. Well, the late Billy Graham said that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very heart of Christianity. And I think that Billy Graham is right. The resurrection isn't just at the heart of Easter Sunday, it's the very heart of the Christian faith. It's the climax of God's salvation story. It's the fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament. It's the fulfillment of Jesus' teachings in the New Testament. It's the foundation of the hope that we have in this life as we look to the next. The resurrection of Jesus Christ that we remember and celebrate today is the very heart of the Christian faith. We're going to spend a few minutes now looking at two questions about the resurrection. The first one is, what is the resurrection? And the second one, what does the resurrection mean for us? So number one, what is the resurrection? When we say that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, we mean that Jesus truly died on the Friday afternoon and was resurrected on the Sunday morning. He rose from the dead. Jesus was resurrected personally, bodily, physically, and literally. He rose personally. It was Jesus himself. It wasn't some substitute. It wasn't a second Son of God that we'd never heard about before. It was Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. The same Jesus who had died on the cross 3 days before. It was Jesus personally. Jesus also rose bodily, meaning that it was his crucified body that was raised from the dead. We read in John's Gospel that the wounds from his side and in his hands and in his feet, it was his body. One of his disciples, Thomas, doubted and didn't believe that Jesus had been risen from the dead until he saw Jesus' body. He rose, it was him. Jesus also rose physically. Jesus wasn't a ghost or a phantom or a figment of someone's imagination. He was physically there. He appeared to the women on the first morning, later to his disciples, and later on to hundreds of people, all of who testify to that and are witnesses to seeing him physically. And lastly, Jesus rose literally, simply meaning that it really happened. The word resurrection means that he was raised immortal, never to die again. Jesus rose from the dead personally, bodily, physically, and literally. The first resurrection. This is what it means when we say and talk about the resurrection. It wasn't a resuscitation. Jesus had actually died. It was a resurrection. All four Gospels speak of the resurrection. If you read about it in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, you get a real picture, a real account of what happened on that first Easter morning. It was very early on that morning. The women were going to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body with oil, which was a custom in that day. And nobody on that morning was expecting a resurrection. Jesus' disciples and other followers were living in fear. They were hiding. They were living in sadness, confusion. What had happened? Where had it all gone wrong? A resurrection was definitely not what they were thinking of or expecting that first morning. And yet, when the women got to the tomb, the seal was broken. The stone was rolled away. The tomb was open. The tomb was empty. Jesus had gone. I wonder what they felt. Fear? Panic? Sorrow? But then an angel appears to them and speaks powerful words. We've just heard those words in that reading from Luke. The angel said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." This is what it means when people talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus himself meant when he talked about his own death and resurrection. This is what we talk about when we stand up together and declare what we believe in the words of the creed. We say that we believe that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day, he rose again. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. That is what we mean when we talk about the resurrection. That is what the Christian faith is all about. So what does it mean for us? What does the resurrection mean for us? Well, it means life to the full. It means a real relationship with the living God. It means life as God intended it. It means knowing infinite love and true forgiveness, everlasting hope and eternal life. When we acknowledge God and invite him into our lives, we receive all those incredible things. Life is never the same again when you've given yours to God. So often people ignore God or reject God completely. And that is not what God wants for us. It's through Jesus' death and resurrection that he has saved us back to himself. Without Jesus' death and resurrection, we wouldn't know God or his love or his forgiveness. We wouldn't ever have life to the full. It's all through Jesus and because of Jesus that we're saved, that we can know the Lord God. Jesus is the saviour of the world through his death, but more than that, through his resurrection. Today, we are not celebrating a dead Jesus. We are celebrating a risen Christ. That's why we celebrate the cross is empty. He's not dead. We're celebrating that the tomb is empty. He's not buried. He's alive. Sometimes it can be disappointing when things are empty, especially if we were hoping that they might be full. Piggy banks, bank accounts, the chocolate tin. But today, we are celebrating all things empty. We are celebrating the empty cross because Jesus is not dead. And we are celebrating the empty tomb because Jesus is not buried. He is alive now and forever. Death is defeated. Jesus has the victory, and we have the victory in him. We can now live life to the full. We can live our lives with Jesus walking beside us. We can know true love, true forgiveness. And we can live in the hope that is found in Jesus through his death and his resurrection. You know, when it comes to the resurrection and what it's all about, what it means for me, I am all in. I've never played poker. I don't know how to play poker. I don't know the rules of poker. But I have seen it in films and in TV programmes, and it's always a similar scene. You have people sitting around a table with a nice green felt top, and they've all got cards, playing cards. They've all got chips that represent their money, and they play cards, and they move their chips and their money to the middle of the table, and they raise each other or they match each other, and they play their game of cards. It always appears to be quite a sedate game to me, until right near the end, where it hits quite an intense climactic moment, where one player says the words, "I'm all in." That player is holding his cards and believes that those cards are better than everybody else's cards. He truly believes that he is holding the winning hand. That player pushes all his chips, as in all his money, to the middle of the table and says, "I'm all in." Well, that's how I feel about Jesus and who he is and what he's done through his death and resurrection. I am all in. The world offers so many different hands. Wealth, power, fame, materialism. Bigger cars, bigger houses, bigger bank accounts. Be who you want to be. Follow your dream. And all this will make us happy. It will make us content. It will fulfill the desires of our hearts. No, they won't. They don't. Because it's not true contentment or true happiness. It's never enough. As soon as we obtain or achieve what we think we really want, that feeling wears off. We're not fulfilled, we're not content. As a result, we just want the next thing. And that cycle goes on and on and on. These things that the world offers us are no good. They might feel good for a while, but it never lasts. Nobody is holding the winning hand. Nobody is winning with anything that the world offers us. But what God offers us through Jesus, love, joy, acceptance, true peace, true contentment, forgiveness, fulfillment, hope. That is the winning hand right there. If you've got true life with Jesus, you've won. May I encourage you today, this Easter Sunday, it's a great day to do it, to make a decision. May I encourage you to pick up that winning hand that God is offering you. Shake off the world and all its empty offers and promises. Push all your chips to the middle of the table and make the decision to be all in for Jesus Christ. The Lord is risen. Hallelujah.